Once they'd put aside desire for food and drink, they recalled our dear companions, wept for the men that Scylla plucked from the hollow ship and ate alive, and a welcome sleep came on them in their tears. But then, at the night's third watch, the stars just wheeling down, Zeus, who marshals the storm clouds, loosed a ripping wind, a howling demonic gale, shrouding over in thunderheads the earth and sea at once, and night swept down from the sky. When young Dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, we hauled our craft ashore, securing her in a vaulted cave where nymphs have lovely dancing rings and hold their sessions. There I called a muster, warning my shipmates yet again, "Friends, we've food and drink aplenty aboard the ship. Keep hands off all these herds, or we will pay the price. The cattle, the sleek flocks, belong to an awesome master, Helios, god of the sun, who sees all, hears all things." So I warned, and my headstrong men complied, but for one whole month the south wind blew non-stop. No other wind came up, none but the south-southeast. As long as our food and ruddy wine held out, the crew, eager to save their lives, kept hands off the herds. But then, when supplies aboard had all run dry, when the men turned to hunting, forced to range for quarry with twisted hooks, for fish, birds, anything they could lay their hands on, hunger racked their bellies. I struck inland, up the island, there to pray to the gods. If only one might show me some way home. Crossing into the heartland clear of the crew, I rinsed my hands in a sheltered spot, a windbreak. But as soon as I'd prayed to all the gods who rule Olympus, down on my eyes they poured a sweet, sound sleep. As Eurylochus opened up his fatal plan to friends, "Listen to me, my comrades, brothers in hardship. All ways of dying are hateful to us poor mortals, true, but to die of hunger, starve to death, that's the worst of all. So up with you now, let's drive off the pick of Helios's sleek herds, slaughter them to the gods who rule the skies up there. If ever we make it home to Ithaca, native ground, erect at once a glorious temple to the sun god, line the walls with hordes of dazzling gifts. But if the sun, inflamed for his long-horned cattle, means to wreck our ship, and the other gods pitch in, I'd rather die at sea with one deep gulp of death than die by inches on this desolate island here." So he urged, and shipmates cheered again. At once they drove off the sun god's finest cattle. Close at hand, not far from the blue-prowed ship, they grazed, those splendid beasts with their broad brows and curving horns. Surrounding them in a ring, they lifted prayers to the gods, plucking fresh green leaves from a tall oak for the rite, since white-strewing barley was long gone in the ship. Once they prayed, slaughtered and skinned the cattle, they cut the thigh-bones out, they wrapped them round in fat, a double fold, sliced clean and topped with strips of flesh. And since they had no wine to anoint the glowing victims, they made libations with water, broiling all the innards, and once they burned the bones and tasted the organs, hacked the rest into pieces, piercing them with spits. That moment, soothing slumber fell from my eyes, and down I went to our ship at the water's edge, but on my way, nearing the long-beaked craft, the smoky savour of roasts came floating up around me. I groaned in anguish, crying out to the deathless gods, "Father Zeus, the rest of you blissful gods who never die, you with your fatal sleep, you lulled me into disaster. Left on their own, look what a monstrous thing my crew concocted." Quick as a flash, with her flaring robes, Lampetii sped the news to the sun on high that we had killed his herds, and Helios burst out in rage to all the immortals, "Father Zeus, the rest of you blissful gods who never die, punish them all, that crew of Laertes' son Odysseus. What an outrage! They killed my cattle, the great joy of my heart. Day in, day out, when I climbed the starry skies, and when I wheeled back down from the heights to touch the earth once more, unless they pay me back in blood for the butchery of my herds, down I go to the house of death and blaze among the dead." But Zeus, who marshals the thunderheads, insisted, "Son, you keep on shining among the deathless gods and mortal men across the good green earth. And as for the guilty ones, why, soon enough on the wine-dark sea, I'll hit their racing ship with a white-hot bolt. I'll tear it into